Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I don't even recognize what they made the Astros into with people speaking Spanish and Chinese. This ain't the kind of team that I cheer for. America first.
I like that Yuli guy, though, because he makes them Chinese eyes.
Sometimes Cuba is right about the Chinese player.
Once again, Brett.
No,
he wasn't
Justin
Chinese.
Verlander is American made. Garrett Cole's the kind that Drayton would sign off on. And McCullers, too.
I like a Charlie Morton. Well, I like this whole staff.
Yeah. Pitching staff's okay with me, except Sip. But that's only because he can't get anybody out.
It's all them other guys.
Yeah. If I was Ken Giles and you talk stuff about me, I would tell you run up and I would punch you in the mouth now. Position players, I don't know what Springer is.
He's looking not sure on Springer?
Not sure on Springer.
Brett Myers don't sure.
know. He's like torn on Springer.
Correa Altuve, what has happened to my American middle of the infield? I love Evan Gattis. And Brian McCann is a true patriot, I'm assuming. Just looking at him.
Hell yeah. Bregman, Marisnik, my kind of guy. Yeah.
Ooh, Ken Hoffman would say he...
You know who he doesn't
Ken
like?
Ken Hoffman, like, I don't know if Brett Myers is a huge fan of Bregman.
No.
Ooh.
And Bregman ain't my type of guy. He's too woke.
He looks like
too
it.
Too woke.
But
he don't go to my church neither. Yeah. Get the real Astro team back with 82 wins. I'm tired of these different kind of Spanish players hitting 400, winning World Series with a team full of World Baseball Classic people. Unless you're playing for America, like where what happened to that sidearm Damashek? What was his name? Pat Neshek needs to come back. And Will Harris is good.
And so is Giles.
Ken Giles. I'll fight you today. Me and Ken Giles getting ready to play. Who's that little fella on second base speaking Spanish? I hate this team.
I hate this team.
Give me a team full of 78 win team players like me and all those terrible guys we had. Except Matsui.
Wow. I like me some Biggio, love me some Bags.
You know what? It would have been so much better if I could have actually remembered the players from like 2009 and 2010.
Billy, you don't think he loved Billy Spires?
Oh, that was, you don't think he would have? They're already gone. Yeah, they're like already gone. He would have liked Billy Wagner.
Billy Wagner?
He would have liked Billy Wagner.
He would have loved Bags and Bigge.
But Bags, he was like, Bass thinks he's too cool to come out with me and go hog hunting up in a tree.
Well, Bish would have gone hog hunting with him now. Bish loved to kill some deer now.
Did Bish like hanging out with teammates a lot, though?
Nah, not really. His kids. Yeah. He killed deer with his kids.
Yeah. He would have been like Brett, like, hey, you want to go? And he would be like, no, I don't.
Hey, Bags, want to go out, beat some women? Let's go.
Bags would be
that's
like,
that's not how you invite someone out.
No.
That's how Brett Myers does.
Here's what Brad Ausmus would have done. And he would have said something really cutting yeah, and right. biting to him.
What would Nietzsche say about you, Brett Myers? No. Yeah. No, no, no.
Yeah, Brett would like the pitching staff. Well, I do not know that he'd love the lineup.
He wouldn't have. I'm looking at that roster that he was on 2010. He wouldn't have been a fan of Wesley Wright, I don't think.
No.
No. No.
Mm-mm.
Kepinger he would have liked. You guys remember Jeff Kepinger?
Let's not play the game where we start talking about Astros from 2010 because it will give me the sads.
Tim Burdick makes you sad.
Oh, my God.
2010?
2009, 2011.
It seems like Brett Myers was part of the 2006.
No. He was here. He was when we were 1560, Brett Myers.
Brett Myers played for the Astros 2010 and 2011.
Yeah. Hmm. What about the time where he went after the... He hit.
Well, Sean Chacon went after Ed Wade.
Remember when he was calling a reporter? Return.
Yeah,
he hit him with it like 14 times.
Yeah.
And all the guy asked was, can I ask you, you're not throwing a set. It doesn't seem like you're throwing your curveball as much. Or it was some innocuous question. And he just went straight hog hunting on him. Just, what are you talking about, dumbass guy? And then he started hitting him with R bombs.
Yeah.
And it got really ugly.
That was, but that was Brett Myers, being Brett Myers. Boy, you can't imagine. His wife probably said, I don't want chicken tonight. What?
Yeah, I mean.
You don't want no chicken tonight?
Doesn't take much.
I will kick your.
Doesn't take much for Brett.
No.
I was always shocked that he was an Astro, but I was like, Drayton's running this thing into the wall. Might as well just completely just destroyed, I guess, Drayton.
Yeah. The only time that Brett Myers really liked Sean Chacon, though, was when he beat the snot out of Ed Wade. Sean Chacon was not a Brett Myers kind of guy. Until that moment. Hey, wait a minute.
Maybe me and you have common ground. Remember
choked
that?
Out Ed
like,
Wade.
Ed Wade's just minding his own business, and Ed's like, you got to start pitching better, Sean. And he's like, you'd never choke a GM.
Good Lord.
Fourth starter. I mean, if Justin Verlander choked Jeff Leno today, we'd say, he may have had it coming.
Well,
I mean,
we don't know
what happened.
What did Jeff say?
Yeah, like, wow, what did he say to get Justin that mad? He must have said something really bad. He must have used racial slur against
Jeff
Justin.
Jeff Leno needs to stay out of the dugout.
He must have used a racial slur against Justin Verlander being white or something.
You know what happens to a GM if he stays out of the clubhouse? He doesn't get choked.
Well, that's it. I mean, yeah, but that's like
he shouldn't be around the players. He should just watch on his computer.
No,
that's what Jeff Luno should
do. Jeff Luno gets to go into the locker room.
Not if Justin Verlander is going to choke him out.
If Dallas Keuchel choked him, he'd be like, oh, I wish he wouldn't have choked him before a contract. That doesn't seem smart.
Hopefully, thank God it's before the trade deadline.
Now we hear about Colin McHugh choking somebody. You got to go, Colin.
Yeah.
We're deep enough in pitcher. You can't be choking a GM.
No.
Ed Wade choking. You're just like, wow, Sean Chacon, you really can't choke your GM. You guys are an 80-win season team at most. You can't choke anybody who makes decisions.
At best.
Fourth or fifth starter.
At best.
And look.
And a journeyman.
And you were a sideways cap guy.
Yeah.
Drayton doesn't have a lot of sideways cap guys on the roster, Sean. You got to really be careful here.
No.
Yeah, just choking GMs is not smart in general.
All right. 713-780. Let's catch up on
now,
break.
James Harden choked Maury. You just have to say, Maury shouldn't have done whatever he did.
Maury.
He shouldn't have done it.
Maury. Yeah.
Yeah, he would have got an extension.
He would have got...
Hey, if you're an MVP and you choke a GM, Krause versus Jordan, who won?
Oh, Jordan.
Yeah.
Well, but Krause got what he wanted now. Krause put together that team. Jordan wanted, remember, he wanted Walter Davis and every North Carolina guy that came out.
And then Jordan's like, I want the fat guy out. And they ended up getting the fat guy out. He
after six championships.
Yeah, he figuratively choked him. Right. But now, you can't be...
Turns out Krause was a better GM than Jordan.
Oh, way better.
Way better. Yeah.
Way better.
That turns out.